The jig is up, the Greg is out, they finally Gregged me. The Rent-A-Greg who had it made, something. This could be the end today of a wanted Greg. Wanted Greg! Does anybody know the middle part to that song? That hook?
I don't think so.
I don't think, because it didn't make any sense in my head when I was singing it. I'm like, I have no idea what that part is.
Is that Foreigner?
Styx.
Same thing to me, man.
No, Foreigner's great.
Styx.
Come on, Foreigner, Jukebox Hero.
Greg, show hero.
With Greg's in his eyes.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm, what's the lead singer of Styx? Remember his name?
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, that's his name. Okay. I'm Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Glad you made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For being a friend.
A friend?
A friend.
A friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
A friend.
So we're back. It's been a hectic week. Started the week with me coming down with a flu.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any symptoms. Nothing. Erica was at home miserable.
Yeah.
So she started all that nonsense on Friday. Mm-hmm. She's kind of sniffly. She's like, oh, you know, sinuses, whatnot. So she was taking some allergy medicine or whatever, and it didn't get any better. So on Sunday afternoon, she said, look, we're going to the doctor because I've got stuff to do. I can't handle all this. So we go to the doctor. I'm like, all right. So we go in, and they give us they swab us for the flu. Have you ever been swabbed for the flu?
No.
So the lady, the nurse, she hands us some Kleenexes, and she says, "Just you'll need these in a minute." And I'm like, all right. And I thought when they do like a flu swab that they would just take a little Q-tip and run it in your mouth or whatever.
Stick it in your butt?
No.
Stick it in your pee hole?
Abby was in the room with us, and she said, what are those? And the lady said, oh, these are brain ticklers. And I just thought, ha, 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 that's funny, you know. Turns out they're actual brain ticklers. She takes this little thing out of its package. It's a stick. It looks like a pipe cleaner. Okay? It's like a stick with a pipe cleaner on the end of it. She's like, okay, I need you to lean your head back. So I'm like, all right. And she takes this thing, and she literally jams it up my nose, and I felt it touch my brain. So she puts it in there, and she twists it, and it's like, make this awful face, and then your eyes water up, and your nose starts
to
run. It
hit your sinus.
Dude, she hit the sinus hard. So she does that to Erica and I. She rolls out. She comes back a few minutes later, and she says, Erica, you have the flu. And I'm like, oh, that's
and
a shocker.
She goes, Greg, you have AIDS.
Yeah. She's like, we need to get you started on an IV drip immediately.
Let's get the cocktail going.
Yeah.
Dallas Buyers Club featuring Greg Jake Gibbons.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, man, I've got AIDS. Everyone's got AIDS.
AIDS.
So they prescribed us the Tamiflu and the antibiotics. Mm. So not only did we have the flu, but we both had ear infections.
Well, the good news is you might not be the sole outbreak monkey.
I'm not.
Because Russ Francis also has it.
Yeah.
So there's two of you. And if I get sick, one of you is going to die.
It's not me because I'm over it.
Doesn't matter. You still have the germs all over you. It's not like it's going anywhere.
It's done.
No, it's still in you.
I'm not contagious. I'm not contagious anymore.
If there's anything I learned from the movie Contagion, it's that, yes, you're still contagious.
Well, I'm not sneezing on you. Mm. I'm not coughing on you.
What's great is
I'm not flinging semen on you.
Don't do that.
Hello, Clarice. Migs. That Migs. Wasn't, it wasn't Hannibal. It
no,
was Migs.
Migs threw it at her.
Gross.
So when I was in Chicago, Kate has been sick for like weeks now with a cough, and I haven't gotten it. You know how great that makes me feel?
Pretty good, I bet.
Pretty good.
She have sinus issues? She have like post-nasal drip that just causes her to cough all the time?
No, it's in like a dry cough.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She needs to make that a wet one. Yeah. She needs to get that into a wet cough. Mm. That's when you feel good about it. When it's wet and it's productive and you're like, you're hacking stuff up. cleaning those lungs out.
Nothing's worse than when you cough, then you start like kind of, and then it turns into like you're almost going to vomit.
Right. That's whooping cough.
Yeah.
That's, or croup.
Croup?
Yeah. Croup is a thing that, little toddlers and babies get. Mm. And it's awful.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that Aiden had croup for about 2 weeks. Because he'd be fine all day, and then we'd put him to bed, and he'd get this nasally drippy thing going, and he would wake up coughing, and he would cough to the point to where he would gag. And there was one night where I picked him up and was holding him, and he started coughing. It sounded awful. And then he vomited all over me.
Nice.
Mm, good times.
Mm-hmm. Parenting!
Ugh, man. And kids are just like petri dishes for just disgusting things.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why do kids always get the stuff? Is it just because they're so curious and they just touch everything?
They just touch everything, and then
everything,
they
just rub
and then
their
they
face?
Don't have a concept of cleaning themselves.
Well, we need to do something about that. We need to figure out...
We need to just speed up the brain advancement. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We need the aliens to send something back down here.
The Vome.
That's going to, you know, increase the
Is that
the
show
smarts.
Over yet?
No, there's one more season.
Mm.
This summer, and then it'll be done.
Okay.
And then you'll never hear Trey and I talk about it ever again.
Yes.
So we've got some playoff football this weekend. Actually, we've got some serious football this weekend.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys play the Green Bay Packaneers.
What's your prediction on that one?
Oh, that's Green Bay.
You think?
I think that Dallas had a great run. They did better than anybody could have ever foreseen. But for them to play in subarctic temperatures with a team that's won all their home games, even though, you know, winning all your away games is a stronger achievement.
Yeah.
That's a way stronger achievement. But the odds are too stacked against them, and DeMarco Murray's hand is still not 100%.
Yeah, but he doesn't... I don't think that's going to play any...
I think
I don't
does.
Think that's going to play into what factors into the game. I think, and maybe I'm just being a homer here, but I think Aaron Rodgers is fantastic.
You are being a homo here.
I think that Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Discount double check.
He has that going for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's playing with a banged up calf muscle. He's not going to be Aaron Rodgers that we all know and love. He's not going to be moving around all that great. And it's going to be cold. I think the Dallas defense is going to get to him a little bit. And I think DeMarco Murray is going to run all over him. I think the Cowboys win. What's your score prediction?
27-13 Pack.
All right. I'm going to go with 27-13 Dallas.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Right up in your face.
Also, there's going to be a bunch of other games. I say that Carolina loses.
Yeah, they're garbage.
I think that's over.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the New England Patriots lose.
Everybody would.
Because I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Payway wins his game.
Who are they playing?
I don't know.
Who are you calling for the Super Bowl? Let's make your predictions. It's Prediction Friday.
Okay, so who plays Carolina? Oh, Seattle. And Seattle's going to play Green Bay next week. I think that we might get a repeat of... No. Green Bay will win that game. So it'll be Green Bay Broncos. And then the Broncos are your Super Bowl champions.
Mmm. It's tough, man.
I think the Broncos beat the Colts.
Oh, easy. After the Colts showed up here a couple weeks ago and just got demolished by the Cowboys, I think they're pretty much garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I think... We may see... I'm going to pick the Cowboys, but if the Cowboys don't make it, I'm going with the Hawks. The Seahawks.
The Hawks?
I'm going to go Seahawks. I love to see the Patriots lose, but I
don't
think
they're
going
to. I'd love to see the Patriots lose to the Ravens, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Broadway Joe Flacco is not that good.
I'd love to see the Cowboys and Patriots go at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a clash of two great franchises. Getting at it.
The Clash of the Titans, but the Tennessee Titans did not make it.
Yeah, that would be awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that's what they titled
the Clash of the Titans without the Tennessee Titans.
But if the Cowboys don't get there, I'm going to go with Seahawks and Patriots.
Mm.
And I think the Seahawks would do it again. I think they're that tough.
Hmm.
They're a tough team, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys beat them, though.
Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Not as dominating this year as they were last year.
No, but they've picked up their steam over the last 6-7 weeks.
Hey, the Buccaneers signed an offensive coordinator.
Speaking of the Buccaneers, are you excited about the national championship game on Monday?
I hope the Oregon Ducks beat Ohio State by 100 points.
I hope that's the case, too.
I hate you, Urban Meyer, you dirty scumbag.
Yeah.
You broke my heart. You lured me in to make me care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you stabbed every one of us in the heart.
Yeah.
And you got out of your contract by saying you're sick? That's dirty. That was dirty.
He went and did TV for about 6 months and then went back to the field.
Like, he barely did TV.
Yeah. Barely. I'm telling you, it was like 6 months. It was less than that.
Like, he's such a liar, and that's so dirty, and I hope you never win a national title, you dirty scumbag.
See, I was really... I hate Urban Meyer just as much as you do, but I also hate Nick Saban just as much as you hate Urban Meyer.
Mm.
But I think that Ohio State is a joke.
I do, too. I think that they deserve to be there because they won their game.
Absolutely. You
win your game, and you deserve to be there.
You do what you do, you get there. I don't want him to win, but it was really hard for me to root for Nick Saban, but it was easier for me to root for Nick Saban.
You know who didn't deserve to be there? The
Jameis.
Florida State Seminoles.
Jameis.
That's what you get for playing nobodies all season.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you get. You get embarrassed on TV, and then your disrespectful team doesn't even shake everyone. They walk off the field. What a bunch of trash.
They're garbage. That's a garbage program.
What a bunch of trash.
I did like two things. Number one, the Oregon players at the end of that game where they were doing the Seminole chant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They do that after everything in the Seminoles.
So the Ohio Ducks are getting their trophy or whatever for that bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And there was three or four players that were up on this platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the Florida State band was playing the thing or if these Duck players just decided to do it, but they were chanting, "No means no."
Oh,
no,
nice.
No means no.
Take that, Jameis.
So that was pretty funny. They got reprimanded for it, but I don't think they're not going to play in the championship game. And the other thing that I liked about that day was when Urban Meyer was at his post-game press conference.
And they told him the score.
He was like, "What?" And, you know, he made a joke of like, "Well, we need to cut this press conference off." He's like, "They won by 50?
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, my God." So
I just hope that they stomp the ever-loving ass out of that program. I don't want them to ever, like, I don't want an Ohio State fan to not cringe when they think of the score of that game.
Mm.
I want Ohio State, or I want Oregon to run up the score to a point where it's ridiculous. And also, I'd like to formally welcome Marcus Mariota to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
Welcome.
That was the segue into this segment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Welcome to the team,
he's
Marcus.
He's good, man. That kid's good. I hope he does great things for your little Bucks.
We haven't had a franchise quarterback since Trent Dilfer. We've had people that looked like they could be a franchise quarterback.
You have, what was that guy, Applewhite? Major Applewhite, wasn't he?
Major Applewhite?
Oh, no, he played for OU. Who was the Texas quarterback that played for?
Chris Sims?
Chris Sims.
There, yeah, he got hit so hard they had to take out his appendix. It ruptured his appendix.
That's awful.
It's not been a good...
No, you guys
are
struggling.
Here. Since the Super Bowl, it has not been a good time being a Bucs fan.
Which has been, what, 15 years?
They won in 2002.
Okay, so 13 years of terribleness.
Bad football.
How does that happen? I don't understand how a team can be so great one year and then just a decade of miserable football.
Well, here's what happened.
Is it free agency?
Here's what happened. It was Tony Dungy's team.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Dungy was a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best head coach this football team ever had.
Right.
And when we fired him and brought in Gruden, he won a championship with someone else's team.
Right.
Because that team was completely assembled.
Sure.
The problem with Dungy is he couldn't close. But Andy Reid couldn't close, and they gave him, God, they gave him like 15 years in Philly. We weren't patient enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then once we sold our soul to Oakland to get Gruden, we got our championship.
Yeah.
But we're paying the repercussions of that.
Right.
Because if we if we never gave up Tony Dungy, we probably would have won that Super Bowl that mm-hmm. year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, Oakland didn't change their playbook from when Gruden left.
Right.
They knew all the calls. It was I watched the mic'd up thing and the Super Bowl special from that year because I owned it because I was a Bucks fan.
Right.
And they're calling out the plays as Oakland's doing them. The defense is like, oh, it's that play.
Right.
And they're like, Oakland's like, well, what do we do here?
Right.
What do we do here? Rich Gannon got pretty much bent over.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah, that was it. And since then, Gruden didn't know what to do with the franchise, and we lost all of our players, our great players.
Yeah.
And then he was gone, and then we had Raheem the Dream.
Who was that?
Raheem Morris.
Okay.
Hofstra alum.
Right. Ooh, how about that?
Hofstra
right up your alley.
Alum.
You should have free tickets.
I was so excited, and for the first couple weeks, it looked like it was going to be good. Wasn't good.
No.
We got rid of him. We got Greg Schiano.
Yeah.
Not good.
Mm-mm.
Now we got Lovey, who seemed like it was going to be good. We lost our offensive coordinator for the whole year,
mm-hmm.
and our offense was a mess. Who would have thunk?
You.
I did.
Yeah, you knew it.
I knew.
You knew it. Well, I hope that there's better news in store for the future for 2015.
I mean, there's pieces on the team that looked really good. Mike Evans looks great.
Right.
Looks great.
Not bad for a guy who just started playing like 5 years ago.
Exactly. Mike Evans looking great.
Beast.
If we had somebody that could get him the damn ball.
Oh, you're about to.
I hope so.
You're about to have a little Mariota, buddy.
I'm so worried because I like reading comments on Facebook posts. First off, I read comments on the soccer posts that I like. Mm. Like, there's goal.com. I follow them because they usually have good articles and whatnot, and they let me know when somebody gets transferred. But then you read, like, their posts, and they're all foreigners saying things that have nothing to do with what the post is about.
Of course.
And you're like, do any of you people read? This isn't about Cristiano Ronaldo. You don't have to say him in everything that somebody posts.
Right.
Shut up.
Well, that's the group human mentality or the lazy human mentality is to read a headline, make mm-hmm. an assumption, and then post your stupid comment about
mm-hmm.
it. It's the same like when the president went to play golf the other day
mm-hmm.
and there happened to be a wedding that was going on one of the greens. The president didn't know, but I read so many people, they're like, what a piece of crap. You know, these hardcore right-wingers that are just... It's like, dude, read the whole story. Matter of fact, like, the president called that couple and apologized to them because he didn't know.
Yeah.
They got a personal phone call from
Obama. And second, Obama spent his Christmas somewhere else outside of D.C.
Right.
And... there was a post about that, and they're like, how dare he? And then there was I remember reading somebody on somebody's wall, George W. Bush, on why he didn't leave the White House during Christmas. And then I'm like, that guy left the White House more than any other president
right.
ever.
Yeah, he spent all his time in Crawford,
yeah.
not in his
he
ranch.
He was at his ranch so much. He set a record for vacations.
Anyway. People are dumb. The herd mentality.
Yeah, but there's people on the Bucks social media posting, get Jameis Winston. No. No, 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 no,
dude,
no, no, no.
Don't take that home cooking, bro.
No, 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 no. I don't want the giant red flag to be on my team whose mascot is a giant red flag.
Right. That's idiotic.
Jameis
Winston will be a Cowboy next year.
Jameis Winston will be the next Jamarcus Russell.
Easily. I think what he did in college was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't take that away from him.
No.
He won 26 games. He was 26-1. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how that's going to translate into the big league.
They always say, like, or the pundits on ESPN are like, well, he's a pro-style quarterback. I've heard that about Brady Quinn.
Right.
Look at how good he panned out.
Is he pro-style because he has drop allegations against him, and he steals things, and he does idiotic stuff.
He steals. It's the worst. He's the worst person.
What a joke.
What a joke.
All right, and then lastly, Bill Cosby did a stand-up show last night. Did you hear about this?
I did.
What? Why would he, a man who should be spending the rest of his life in jail? Like, there's no doubt that this man has done something really, really wrong here. Mm. There's too many allegations. There's too many people coming out. And I don't know if it's the Tiger Woods syndrome where, you know, he got popped for cheating on his wife and then everybody else decided to jump on that bandwagon. But there's nobody that's trying to gain any notoriety or fame out of this.
The difference between Tiger Woods and this is these women now felt comfortable enough when one person, because now they're like, oh my God, I'm not the only person that this happened to.
Right.
But none of them are going, look at me.
Right.
The only one who did was Janice Dickinson because she wanted to call him out.
Yeah.
And she was we don't know what these other people are, and maybe they don't want their careers ruined or,
sure,
like a smudge on it, but she had enough. Did you watch that interview? It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I heard snippets of it.
It was heartbreaking.
So this jackass goes up on stage last night
and made
in
a joke about it.
Canada, I believe it was.
Yep, it was Canada.
He says, "You have to be careful about drinking around me."
To a woman who left to go get a drink, and then he said, "Be careful drinking." Hey, be careful about drinking around me, the pudding pop.
He told it to a lady at the show, and everybody gasped.
Mm-hmm.
They just stopped. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't believe that he would do that. That should be proof right there that he's a complete jackass,
mm-hmm,
and that he needs to be locked up. Bill Cosby, you're a douche.
Bill Cosby, what? Who would have seen that coming?
Nobody,
man, saw that coming.
Nobody. And I feel really bad because now, you know, you've got, what's her face? Rudy, who was on the Apprentice the other day. And so she's been making her television rounds, and that's all people are talking to her about. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because she got fired. Because she didn't call Bill Cosby,
but that was way before all this.
Recorded
way before.
Everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. But yeah, I feel bad for all the former castmates. Because now they're losing money for syndication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not getting that check every month or week or however.
Look at what happened with Seventh Heaven guy.
Which one was that? Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Ugh.
I can't remember that guy's name, but
dirt comes out, man.
Oof. Oof. All right, thank you, Internet. That's what it comes down to.
The Internet has been both a gift and a curse to the world.
Because
it's putting a lot of things out of business, but it is the best thing.
Oh, by far.
That we've ever done. Did you see...
It houses our podcast.
Did you see that there is a robot that can now beat anybody in Texas Hold'em?
I did not.
They made a robot, or not a robot, essentially an artificial intelligence that plays Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
And made zero mistakes and beat, like, everybody.
Next thing you know, it's going to have legs. It's going to be walking.
That's just proof that, like, artificial intelligence isn't a good idea.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's not a good idea.
No.
We need to not do that.
Yeah, just let that thing sit there in its little computer that you built for it. Don't connect it. Don't connect that to the internet.
It'll figure it out. Oh. If it's intelligent... Did you see the movie Her? No, you didn't see anything. You haven't seen anything.
I saw Gravity the other day.
Yeah, but you haven't seen anything.
No. Gravity made me want to throw up a lot.
Mm.
And it's a real tense movie.
In the movie Her, they make this really complex operating system, and it can learn.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts, like, branching out and talking to other operating systems, and then they become this hive mind, and it's like it vanishes because I don't know, it kind of leaves it in a weird point at the end. I should have said spoiler alert.
Yeah, well,
you're never gonna watch it, but if you haven't seen it, the listener, I feel bad for you. But either way, it was a great movie. You should watch it anyway.
Cool. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. We'll be back here on Monday, most likely, if I'm all caught up
on my work and stuff.
Have a great weekend. Check out the website, thegregandgregshow.com, and boom.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.